Jesse, how are you?
Hello, my friend.
Oh, well, here's the thing. Like, why are so many fighters like anti-Jose Aldo? I see Chael Sonnen. Oh, Jose Aldo's going to miss weight on purpose so he doesn't have to fight. And people for months have said he's scared of Conor McGregor. What do you make of this?
You know, that's really something I can't wrap my head around. We're talking about a guy who's ranked pound for pound number one in the world, hasn't lost in over 10 years, has done some truly remarkable things. He's the only featherweight champion in the history of UFC. I don't get it. I don't understand this mass allegiance to Conor McGregor, who is a very talented fighter, but the way Jose Aldo has been buried since his injury in UFC 189 is baffling.
When you break down the matchup, where's the advantage for Aldo in this fight?
I got to tell you, the advantage for Aldo is just about everywhere. He's fought tougher competition more consistently. I think he's a better striker. I think he has a better ground game. Where he loses this fight is conditioning. Now, both fighters make a tremendous cut down to featherweight, no question about it. But we've seen Jose Aldo fade late in fights. I don't know if he can get away with that in this fight. On the flip side, we've never seen Conor McGregor go past three rounds, so we don't know what his gas tank looks like late in the fight. But that said, I can't get that Mark Hominick fight out of my head when I think about Jose Aldo in the fifth round. Could be very, very scary.
What was it about that fight that still lingers for you?
I think the way he was just so easily handled in the second half of the fight by a far inferior fighter. Something like that happens against McGregor, whether it's a bad weight cut, whether he's not feeling himself. I mean, he hasn't been in the cage since October of 2014. That's a long time when we're talking about a guy who has to cut a tremendous amount of weight, a guy who has to go 25 minutes against McGregor, who happens to be a fantastic striker, can put forth a tremendous volume. There's a lot of X factors in this fight. However, that said, comparing skill set to skill set, I still think Aldo's the better fighter.
Jesse, Conor McGregor, probably because of his outlandish personality and how he's not afraid to talk trash to everybody, he's alienated some people. They want to see him lose for sure. But a lot of people have kept saying, well, who's he beaten? Who's he beaten? Well, the thing is, you can only beat the guys that you're put in the octagon with. And, you know, he dominated Mendez. He's beat up Siver, Dustin Poirier. You go down the list. I'm not really sure. Like, while we can say he hasn't fought anyone, that's not necessarily his fault if all he's done is dominate the guys he's been in the octagon with.
Well, I think part of the criticism comes from what happened much earlier in the year when UFC decided to get in Dennis Seaver instead of Frankie Edgar. Mm-hmm. Frankie Edgar was the fight that everybody wanted. That's a fight the answer wanted. UFC wasn't having it. UFC wanted Dennis Seaver, and I think the results in that fight speak for themselves. However, you're right. When you look at McGregor's record, you can only say, hey, these are the guys that were put in front of him. He ran through everybody. And when you look at his stats are ridiculous. We're talking about a guy who's finished 17 of 18 wins. That's an astounding number, with 16 of them being knockouts.
So you believe Aldo has the advantage in most categories. So if McGregor is going to win, how's he going to do it? Is it going to be striking?
To be honest with you, McGregor may have already won this fight. I think what's going to be interesting to see is, has this dog and pony show gotten into the Brazilian's head? If Jose Aldo is rattled, if he doubts himself for a second, if he doesn't want to be there, he's going to lose this fight in the first round. But he looks cool, calm, and collected. He looks as focused as he's ever been. If he's the same Jose Aldo that we're used to seeing, I think he wins the fight.
Jesse, let's move to the other title fight on the card. A lot of people are very looking forward to seeing Luke Rockhold try to dethrone the champ, Chris Weidman. How do you break this fight down? Who do you like?
Wow, I tell you, this is a great fight. And the reason it's great is it's so evenly matched. I know a lot of people talk about Chris Weidman being kind of sloppy on his feet, a little over-aggressive. I think what a lot of people overlook is just how good of an offensive striker Chris Weidman is. Honed his skills under Ray Longo, who is a combat sports wizard, what he can do with fighters. Luke Rockhold, here's my issue. I've seen Luke Rockhold knocked out twice in his career. I've never seen that happen to Chris Weidman. When you put them together in the cage, I have to go with a guy like Wyvern who is aggressive. He's an outstanding wrestler. He walks people down. He's not afraid to get into a firefight. He's got a great chin. I think the fists are going to start flying, and if Rockhold gets backed up against the cage, he's going down.
Do you think Rockhold has, you know, better submission technique, and he believes that's maybe how he can win?
I absolutely do not believe that, and anybody who thinks Rockhold is the superior grappler should take a look at what Wyvern was able to do on the grappling circuit when he was still wet behind the ears in jiu-jitsu. He is a fantastic and very underrated grappler. I think he's going to surprise Rockhold when Rockhold gets in there and thinks he's going to have his way on the mat. It's not going to happen. I understand that Rockhold trains with some pretty big-time wrestlers in Daniel Cormier and Cain Velasquez, but Weidman is just as good a wrestler as anybody else he'll face in this division. He's just as good a grappler, but he's a more ferocious striker. I think he's hungrier, and I think he's got the will to win.
Rockhold's last fight against Lyoto Machida, I really thought he dominated the fight. And, you know, and now Machida, granted, it's near the end of his career. So maybe, is that the reason why, like, he's beat up Bisbean and Machida, guys who I think are past their best due date?
I was impressed with the way he ran through Bisping and Machida. Bisping is a very tough out. You can ask anybody in the division. But I think what we saw happen to Lyoto Machida against Yoel Romero, that, I think, tells me a lot about where Machida is in his career. I think a couple years ago, someone as elusive Machida would not have been in that position. So I have to be a little careful when I look at Rockhold's wins. They were certainly impressive. Can't take anything away from him. But let's also keep in mind that Michael Bisping has been fighting in UFC for about 10 years now. He's never had a title shot. You look at what Weidman has done in this division. We're talking about a guy who beat Anderson Silva twice, stopped Vitor Belfort. You've got to give Weidman the edge here, I think, based on experience.
Jesse Holland joins us. We break down UFC 194 that goes this Saturday. Of course, you can read Jesse's stuff at MMAmania.com. Now, those are the two fights that everybody's excited about because they're for the belt. You know, Damian Maia still around with Gunnar Stevenson, Max Holloway, Jeremy Stevens, Yoel Romero, Ronaldo Souza, Uriah Faber on the undercard. Any of the other ones interest you as far as the fight that you think will be the most entertaining?
I'm very interested in Yoel Romero and Jacare Souza. I think this is going to be a fantastic fight. And I like this fight because the stakes are so high. Here are two guys, both really want that title shot. Jacare Souza, here's a guy who came up solely on his jiu-jitsu. Fantastic grappler, can submit anybody in the world. Now he can punch. Now he's a fantastic striker. He's got heavy hands. We've already seen what Yoel Romero can do. He knocks out anybody who gets in his way. He won a silver medal at the Olympics in wrestling. These are two guys who can fight on the ground. They can fight on the feet. I think this is going to be a war. I'm very excited to see it because I want to see who the next contender is.
And lastly, Jesse, it happens all the time. People are, oh, George St. Pierre's coming back. I don't see any chance he comes back. Do you?
I really don't see what there is left for George St. Pierre to accomplish. There's nothing. He doesn't have any outstanding balance in UFC. He's done everything you can do. He was a dominant champion. He was a popular champion. He sold a billion pay-per-views. He's rich. He's got a great future ahead of him. He's still young. And most importantly, he's still healthy. Why come back to the cage? Why put yourself in a position where you could end up in adult diapers at age 40. Why do it? You've already done everything there is to do. You were a great champion. Go out on top.
Jesse, I appreciate it. So you are taking both the champions to hold on to their belts on Saturday night.
I am taking both the champions, and I am taking Jacare Souza.
Jacare Souza. Jesse, always great to talk to you, man. We'll keep reading your stuff. Thanks for your time.
My pleasure.